This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Final day of voting in the 22 midterms unfolded without major disruptions or widespread problems. That's according to AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Scattered problems arose during the day that frustrated voters but did not appear to affect the ability to accurately tally the votes. In Arizona's Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, some machine tabulators were unable to scan ballots immediately, a temporary glitch that began fueling conspiracy theories. In the Houston area, where voting rolls have been targeted by Republicans, equipment problems, lack of supplies, and too few poll workers were reported at several voting sites but resolved quickly. Since the 2020 election, former President Donald Trump and his allies have sown doubts about voting in the U.S. by blaming widespread voter fraud and tampering of voting systems for his loss to Democrat Joe Biden. I'm Norman Hall.
Democrats have easily repelled Republican backs by former President Donald Trump in several left-leaning states, while tougher tests that could decide control of Congress and the future of the U.S. President Joe Biden's presidency awaits in more competitive territories. Liberal states like Massachusetts, Maryland, and Illinois elected moderate Republicans in the past, but the Republicans this year appear to be too conservative in these states, handing Democrats easy victories in a year that could otherwise prove difficult for the party. The Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, for example, defeated Republican Joe Day for a seat the GOP had targeted. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt held off a tougher-than-expected challenge as well. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president had suggested that he is open to peace talks with Russia, softening his refusal to negotiate with Moscow as long as the Russian President Vladimir Putin was in power, while sticking to Kyiv's core demands. Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to the international community to force Russia into real peace talks reflected a change in rhetoric in late September after Russia illegally annexed four Ukrainian regions. He signed a decree stating the impossibility of holding talks with Putin at all. But the preconditions the Ukrainian leader listed late Monday appear to be non-starters from Moscow. Zelensky reiterated that his condition for dialogue were the return of all Ukraine's occupied lands, compensation for war damage, and the prosecution of war crimes. He did not specify how world leaders should coerce Russia into specific talks. Southeast Asian leaders are convening in Cambodia, faced with the challenge of trying to curtail escalating violence in Myanmar, while the country's military-led government shows no sign of complying with the group's peace plan. U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to attend the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, just as Washington and Beijing are increasingly jockeying for influence in the region. It sets the stage for the group of 20 meetings in Bali that immediately follow and are expected to include Chinese President Xi Jinping and possibly Russian President Vladimir Putin. A custody battle overseas has now multiplied the troubles of a U.S. mother trying to bring her daughter home. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
U.S. officials and a U.S.-based advocacy group, the Freedom Initiative, have confirmed that Saudi Arabia has taken into custody an American woman who has struggled for years to leave the kingdom with her daughter. American citizen Carly Morris is facing Saudi Arabia's strict male guardianship laws in a custody dispute with her Saudi ex-husband. The Washington-based advocacy group says Saudi authorities summoned her to a police station on Monday and have not released her yet. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Someone who bought a Powerball ticket in Southern California has won a record $2.4 billion Powerball jackpot. The winning numbers were drawn Tuesday morning at the Florida Lottery in the studio. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.